This is WUGA News. I'm Alexia Ridley. Athens Clark County is among several local governments in Georgia and across the country joining in a federal lawsuit against the manufacturers and distributors of opioids. Commissioner Jerry Neesmith says the suit alleges manufacturers aggressively pushed highly addictive, dangerous opioids, falsely representing to doctors that patients would only rarely succumb to drug addiction.
They aggressively advertised to and persuaded doctors to prescribe highly addictive, dangerous opioids, turned patients into drug addicts for their own profit. It was intentional and unlawful. And to the distributors for much the same, but basically they unlawfully breached their legal duties under federal and state law to monitor, detect, and investigate, refuse, and report suspicious orders of prescription opiates.
Neesmith says the county is being represented by the law firm of Blasingame, Birch, Gerard, and Ashley on a contingency basis.
There's no expense to us. If we win, then that money will go toward drug treatment programs such as those that are done by Advantage Behavioral Health here locally.
The county wants to recoup money due to a wide range of costs associated with opioid addiction.
It's all of the public service costs, incarceration, prosecution, treatment, diversion, all those things.
The lawsuit will be heard in federal court in Ohio. For WUGA News, I'm Alexia Ridley.